And we're now at 13 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. We have a temperature reading of 70 degrees. More baseball action coming your way from Meyer Groove. It's Randy Rothstein and Kirby Hemish.
Top of the seventh inning, Cole Schmitz, a big swing and a miss at Ethan Boat's first pitch. And 0-1, now Cole taking a ball in the dirt. And 1-1 our count. Ball and a strike. Schmitz tied this ball game up back in the fifth inning. A solo home run off of Ethan Vogt. And he rips this foul right in front of the third base dugout. The count at a ball and two strikes.
Two hits today. He had three on Friday. Lovely travel north for the Royal backstop.
Schmitz rips this one. Foul down the first base line again. And the count at 1-2. That one out of play. Turned on that Ethan Vogt pitch. See what Blaine Fisher throws down for Ethan. Fastball that Cole, you could see he went.
Almost with a look out to Ethan like, yeah. Ooh, I got lucky on that one.
Exactly.
Just
exactly.
Got a little piece of it.
A ball and two strikes. Well, it's fastball low. And 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Ethan Boat works quickly. The pitch to Cole. Ground ball up the middle. Jackson Peter has it at short. Flip it across the diamond. 6-3 on the putout. One out. I'll bring Sam Holthouse to the plate. Sam on the day, 1-for-1, a couple walks. And the pitch to Holthouse on the inside corner, and strike one called. That was a good pitch by Ethan.
Right in on the hands.
Jamming that left-handed hitter. Yep. The kick, the pitch, Holthouse swings through that offering, and he's down in the count 0-2. Kyle Buddy on deck for the Royals. Oh and two. Pitch to Holthouse outside of ball, and one ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count. And strike three called, and Holthouse gets caught looking on the pitch on the outside corner.
Dotted right there from Ethan Boat. Randy Rothstein is just finding his spots.
You know, we're at an angle where we can't see if it was over the plate or on the corner, but we can see the height, and the height was perfect. Here's Kyle Buddy at the plate, and Buddy will take high for a ball, 1-0.
Living right at those knees on that strike three to Holthouse.
Pitch high again to Buddy, and, whoa, they call that a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. One won the count. Boats pitch. Buddy takes inside a ball and 2-1.
Needed that, Randy, for my scorebook. I already marked ball two. So, thank you, Ethan. You're my pal.
Two balls, one strike. Buddy will take outside and 3-1. And somebody asked me yesterday, what was easier, broadcasting in Cold Spring where you can look like straight down right behind home plate and call balls and strikes, or is it the side angle that you get in a lot of our parks? And I said each one, although that advantage of being right behind home plate's pretty cool.
As you had said that, I don't know that you could put me to an answer on that.
I
think that each park is unique in its own. Having broadcast a girls' softball game behind a left field fence before, anywhere inside the first or third base lines, you know, behind home plate was great, but this is, we're in the game right here as well. I would not have a preference either way. I'm cool.
Kyle Buddy takes ball four and he walks with two outs, and that'll bring Dusty Adams to the plate, and Dusty takes a strike called from Ethan Vogt, and 0-1 to Dusty. Balls, one strike. Tie ball game, 3-3. Adams drills it up the middle. That's a solid base hit. His first single of the day, the Royals' eighth hit of the day, and they have two on and two out here in the seventh. To bring Cam Miller to the plate.
Lydia, your dad's on base again.
Third baseman, Cameron Miller.
Cameron's been on base once, or actually twice so far. He reached on an air back in the fourth inning and had a base hit in the fifth inning. Matt's now in the seventh, and he bounces it right back to Ethan Vogt on the mound on the first pitch. Vogt steps and throws, 1-3 on the putout, and that'll end the Royal seventh inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, and two left on base. We have played no runs, two hits, excuse me. No, actually one hit. One hit.
Yeah. Walking a hit. Yep.
Walking a hit, and two left on base. So we played six and a half here in Meyer Grove. 3-3 our score. El Rosa and Richmond, we're back in a minute.
Your tomorrow is important to Central Minnesota Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual. That's why you can trust us to provide you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages you can count on. We'll be there when you need us, so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, Missy Stanley, and Kayla Cromwell, your local Grinnell Mutual agents of Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville at 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 14 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com. That's centralmnrealty.com. Or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
And we're now at 7 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we have a temperature reading currently of 71 degrees, coming back a little bit again. And that pretty much does it for Cy. We're going to hand the baton to Angela as she's going to produce the rest of this game. We take you back to Meyer Grove. More baseball action.
Adam Neibauer facing Will Van Beck, Jackson Peter, and Ashton Dingman here. In the seventh inning, a 3-3 ball game. Neibauer has retired eight straight.
Enjoy your nap, Cy.
He has the pitch to Van Beck, the ball 1-1 the count to Will Van Beck so far today. Will 1-for-3. Pops this one up in the infield. Cam Miller, Adam Bacchus. Adam Bacchus makes the catch for the out. One down. And to the plate, Jackson Peter.
Jackson Peter.
Jackson so far today, 2-for-3 for El Rosa. Scored a run back in the first inning when the Saints played a 2. Strike called from Neibauer and 0-1. 0-1 the count. Neibauer kicks and delivers, and Peter will take a curveball for strike number 2. 0-2 the count. Three runs, nine hits, and an error for El Rosa. Three runs, eight hits, and an error for Richmond. Pitch to Jackson Peter, a little bit high and away, and the count at 1-2. Ball and two strikes. The kick, the pitch, and Jackson will loop this one foul and out of play. That goes right by the mess tent. A count yet at a ball and two strikes. More baseball coming up here on KASM this afternoon. Watkins, Spring Hill, and Lake Henry in New Munich. Ground ball to third. Ooh. Goes right under Cam Miller's glove. That'll be an error on the Royal third baseman. So a base runner for El Rosa on the air by Miller.
Right between the wickets, Randall, as Miller trying to get it up and throw it before he fielded it. Ball goes right between the legs.
Ashton Dingman.
Third error for Richmond, I believe.
Well, we had two.
One in the first, and then Neibauer had that one on that bunt, and then that one.
Ashton Dingman to the plate. Ashton 0-for-3 so far today. Takes a strike called and 0-1. Well, it's one strike. You are correct, Kerb.
Thank you, Randy. My skin was starting to itch.
Oh, 0-1 the count to Ashton Dingman. Peter takes the lead at first, and the pitch is high. A delayed steal by Jackson Peter.
Beauty.
Cole Schmitz not even making the throw as that pitch was low. In the count, 1 ball, 1 strike, now to Dingman. You know, Cole had some words with the home plate umpire about that last pitch. Ball and a strike. Peter in scoring position now at second. Dingman swings over the curveball and misses it. And the count, 1 ball, 2 strikes. That delayed steal, Pat Ilias did it so well, Kirby.
Oh, he could probably do it right now.
He probably could. And I think Jackson Peter, I mean, they maybe picked up a little trait from Jackson Peter. It might have been something like that, or from Pat Ilias. He was so good at it. There's a fastball that just misses off the plate. And the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes.
Good spot right there from Neibauer. Schmitz wanted that, held it there. Ricky says no, 2-2.
2 balls, 2 strikes. Adam Neibauer trying to work out of this jam here in the seventh, a 3-3 ball game. The right-hander pitches, curveball just off the plate, and the count full now to Ashton Dingman at 3-2.
Six and a third for Neibauer.
Neibauer ready. And high ball four, and Dingman a walk. And Blaine Ottman's going to go out to the mound and
have a lineup card in his hand, Randy.
Word with his right-hander. As now the infield converges out at the mound with the right-hander.
That's that.
Jackson Peter on second. Ashton Dingman on first. And Derek Wiener, the scheduled hitter. Neibauer will come out of the game.
Thielen in. Neibauer. Commendable effort. Royal faithful, the Royal Rooters over there showing their appreciation. 6 1/3, 3 runs. I think 2 errors hurt those runs coming across as well. So not bad for Neibauer. And now you bring in Dalton Thielen.
Carter Thielen will shift to center field.
I don't know about that.
Maybe not.
Oh yeah. I'd say. Yep, good call.
And
Brendan O'Brien's going to come in and play right, BDH4.
Brendan O'Brien into the ball game for Richmond. So a pitching change, Dalton Thielen out on the bump for the Royals. Again, coming up about a half hour to 40 minutes after this ball game, it'll be Spring Hill and Watkins. During our break, we'll get your funeral announcements, birthday club. That'll happen during our first break today. So you'll catch Angela Mergen with that information during our game one break. And then game two later on today, New Munich and Lake Henry. Both of those games, elimination games here at Meyer Grove. Currently, we have a 3-3 ball game with runners at first and second, just one out. Dalton Thielen on the bump for the Royals. Kirby, Dalton Thielen, what are we going to see from him as far as pitches go?
Hard. He likes the hard stuff. And I'd say not as methodical as an Adam Neibauer, Randy. I mean, from last night with Funnenstein and Schrader, and then on Neibauer today, Dalton's more of a get up there and get it going type of guy. Strikes have been known to be an issue from time to time, but he's got the ball right now, so he's clearly earned at some point of the season an opportunity to throw here.
Thielen has completed his warm-up tosses, and that'll bring Derek Wiener to the plate.
And that was the Saints right fielder, Derek Wiener.
Derek Wiener so far today, 1-for-3, a base hit back in the first inning, and that base hit scored a couple runs.
Is that Neibauer's only walk?
Just looking.
I don't have any.
I don't see any other walks in the book either, no. Here's Wiener, base hit to left field. They're going to send Jackson Peter. Here's Dusty's throw. That's not going to be in time. And an RBI single for Derek Wiener on the first pitch he sees from Dalton Thielen.
Cracked it right through that same spot, Randy, that 5-6 hole that the Saints have been picking on all day. And then Adams playing a little deeper by the time he gets to it. Peter's already three-quarter of the way to home almost. So no throw, and it's a Saints lead right now in the seventh.
So big hit for Derek Wiener. That will bring Matt Schmitz to the plate. Matt 0 for 3 so far today. And the first pitch to Matt, the strike called, 0-1. The ball, it's one strike. Bottom of the seventh inning, 4-3 El Rosa lead. Dalton Thielen trying to shut the door on El Rosa. Pitches high, and the count, one ball, one strike.
Two hits, two RBIs now for Derek Wiener on the day.
State tournament qualifier game. Wiener's got some RBIs, too, today. Thielen ready on the mound. Pitch to Schmitz on the inside corner. Strike called, and 1-2.
Still just one out here. The pop-up by Van Beck. Seems like a while ago. Air, walk, single.
1-2. Bach is playing more up the hole now, up the middle now against Schmitz. Pitches outside, a ball, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Ashton Dingman takes a lead out at second. Wiener over at first. Thielen kicks, delivers, and Schmitz swings and misses. He's going to go down on strikes.
0 for 4 again for Schmitz. First strikeout for Thielen and a big second out.
So two outs and Gavin Campson, the DH, to the plate.
Gavin Campson.
Campson so far today, 1 for 3 out of the DH spot. Base runners at first and second. Dalton Thielen is pitching. Campson sent this a long way to center field. Carter Thielen's got a measure, though. Makes the catch for the out, and that'll end the Saints' seventh inning. But the Saints come up with that go-ahead run. One run on one hit. There was one error and two left on base. We have played seven innings here at Meyer Grove. It is El Rosa 4, Richmond 3. We're back in a minute with Kirby Hemish here on KSM.
Have you driven through the lot at Dairyland Supply lately? Holy cow, do we have a line of used TMR mixers. Are you in need of an upgrade? If so, give Dan or Randy a call at 800-338-6455 or check out our website, dairylandsupply.com, to see if we have the right mixer for your operation. When you buy from Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center, you can buy with confidence. Our equipment has gone through the shop and goes out the door farm ready. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to all the area teams at the Region 15C Baseball Tournament. Broadcasting from the Blattner Company Studio, you're listening to your dependable neighbor, AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany on FM 107.7 day and night.
KASM Radio, we head back to the ballpark for more baseball with Randy Rothstein and Kirby Hemish.
And Kirby Hemish.
Oh, I'm up. That's right. Sorry. Lulled me to sleep as we welcome you back to the eighth inning. My apologies. Justin Schrader pinch hits for Carter Thielen. Looks at a ball, then bounces out to Jackson Peter at shortstop. Peter across the diamond to Dingman 6-3 for the out. As it is a out number one, big out number one, Ethan Vogt back out on the mound, pitching with the lead once again right now here in the eighth. The one-strike pitch to Bacchus, who bunt attempted on the first one. That pitch missing for a ball, evening it up at 1-1. Bacchus to be followed by Dalton Thielen here in the Royal Eighth. They need one as they trail by one. As the 1-1 pitch, Bacchus swings through, moving our count to 1-2. Adam today, strikeout, singled and scored in the fourth, bounced out in the sixth, 1-3. As Ethan looks in to Blaine Fisher, Reddy's got it. 1-2 pitch to Bacchus, he chops foul as count remains at 1-2. Randy, you can throw Adam in that coal and dusty category of facing this guy many, many times over the years. Veteran on veteran right here is the 1-2 offering. Swing and a miss on the off speed. Knocked down by Fisher. His throw is low but dug out by first baseman Ashton Dingman for out number two for Ethan, strikeout number four.
Ethan's got that breaking ball of his working now, and it's starting to dive on hitters.
So two quick ones for Vogt. That will bring Dalton Seelig to the plate for Richmond. First offering to Dalton, that pitch missing low for a ball. DT today lined out to left, flew out to the catcher, had an RBI, two RBI single in the fourth, and struck out, one for four on the day. And that pitch off speed, cut on and missed by Thielen, evening our count up at 1-1. 4-3, El Rosa. State qualifying game here in Region 15C. And as votes 1-1, that's hit on the ground, deep in the hole, through the hole at shortstop. And the Royals get the tying run aboard with great speed in Dalton Thielen, taking the play out of the El Rosa playbook, Randy.
Absolutely. Well, I keep quoting this guy every year, Kirby. Brad Skuglin always said in Painesville, two-out runs win ball games. And, I mean, if Royals going to have a chance here, they got to score some two-out runs here.
They got the guys up they want. Thielen on with Elshire and Schmitz potentially a chance. Vogt set right at the lettering. His first offering to Chase. That is hit in the air to center field. Kiefler has it measured. Coming on. Kevin makes the catch. One pitch retires Chase for out number three. That does it for Speckville in the eighth. No runs on one hit. There were no errors. And one runner left on base. 7.5. El Rosa 4. Richmond 3. On to the bottom of the eighth in a minute on Chasm Radio.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime goes together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural needs, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. The Greenwald Pub in Greenwald is the place for all your upcoming events, weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, bridal and baby showers, business meetings, and anything else. They will prepare the luncheon or meal to your liking for all events. They also do catering and rent out tables and chairs. For a large or small event, the Greenwald Pub will get it done right for you. Phone 987-3100 and talk to Jeff, or stop in at the pub. Get your events booked for this year and 2023 at the Greenwald Pub. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Pub.
Chasm Radio, we head back to the ballpark. More Region 15C action.
On to the bottom of the eighth inning, Peyton Winter to lead things off. It's Winter, Fisher, and Kiefler due up for El Rosa. That's 8-9-1 in their batting order, and they're looking for some insurance right now, Randy.
They certainly are. Yeah, Peyton Winter. I mean, this kid's let off a lot today, Kirby. I'm just looking at my scorebook now. He let off the fourth, let off the sixth, and now he gets to lead off the eighth.
Gavin Campson sitting below you saying, hey.
I'm sorry, Gavin. Sorry, man.
We've seen some good pitching in this tournament.
Yeah.
Competitive games. Winter into the batter's box. Bounced out to third. Singled and scored and struck out thus far. But that was all against Adam Neibauer. He's yet to see DT as Thielen finishing his warm-up pitches. Dalton ready to go. First offering to the Saints third baseman is missing low for a ball. Spring Hill and Watkins getting ready to rock here. It's about half an hour after this one. 1-0 pitch chopped foul by Winter, evening it up at 1-1. The winner right now, Derek Wiener, as he had that RBI single on the first pitch from Dalton Thielen, scoring Jackson Peter. Base knock to left. As Dalton's 1-1 pitch, that's missing down and away, moving our count to 2-1. Take a look at Dalton, Randy. You might not see him for a while.
That's
Gustavus,
right.
Gustavus football comes a call-in, I believe, next weekend. As the 2-1 pitch just off the plate right there. Now 3-1. Thielen falling behind. As the right-hander ready. Rocks and fires. 3-1 pitch. That's hit in the air. Short center field. Carter Thielen coming on. He slides and he can't get it. Off of his hip almost, Randy. Sliding attempt and the leader on for El Rosa here in the eighth.
Carter with that slide, Kirby, almost tried to like basket catch with his whole body. And yeah, that ball popped out of his glove.
So leadoff single. Carter's had some tough plays this weekend. Ball's hit behind him and in front of him. He's been been active. Blaine Fisher to the plate. And we'll see Blaine bunt as he squares. He puts a nice one up the right side. That ball is a fair ball. Thielen throws it over Fisher. Oh. That is Blaine Fisher. Throws it over him, Randy.
That's an athletic play.
Absolutely. It's a all-Mayak wide receiver type play right there as he fields it and almost like hook shots it over the much taller Blaine Fisher.
Yeah, he actually had to use his vertical there, Kirby. He jumped up in the air and threw it over kind of like a little lob right over the top of him, but he had some speed on that.
Into second base goes Peyton Winter as Kevin Kiefler back to the top of the order. His fifth at-bat, first pitch from Thielen, missing outside for a ball. Kevin singled his first two times up, fly out and bounce out since then. He scored the first Del Rosa run back in the first. 4-3, they lead. Bottom of the eighth inning. As Thielen set, looks back at Winter at second base. 1-0 pitch. That's on the corner for a strike to Kiefler to even it up at 1-1. Cloud coverage right now. Randy, it's got that region's kind of lull once the ball's coming home. Everybody, hey, shut up. I want to watch this. As the 1-1 pitch off speed, missing inside. Now 2-1. Saints haven't been to state in 2018, maybe?
Yeah.
Been a while for them. It's a different breed. A lot of guys could potentially go for the first time. Dalton's 2-1 pitch to Kiefler, chopped right side. It'll get Wiener over. Buddy Fields throws in time. Kyle had it roll up on him, but he kind of got it caught in his jersey almost, Randy. He's able to get up with it and get the speedy Kiefler for out number two.
I was seeing Kyle as he was charging that, Kirby, and I could see there was potentially a real short little hop coming, and that short little hop rolled up on him. Yeah. Made the play, though.
Like, pinned it against himself, basically. Kiefler is in the dugout, so all is forgiven for Kyle. The batter is Will Van Beck, as Will, first pitch he sees from Dalton, bounced up to Cole Schmitz. Big block by Cole, and that keeps the runner Winter at third base. It's a big old run over at third, Randy. Two,
that
by my calculations, is.
Yes, indeed. If you're the Royals, you need Dalton Thielen to come up big here for you.
1-0 pitch on the corner for a strike, evens it up at 1-1. 1-1 the count. And Dalton's pitch, that's hit in the air right field. O'Brien right on it. Brennan makes the catch, cap high. Thielen pitches around a leadoff single. And it's last wraps for Richmond in the ninth coming up in a minute as they trail by one. No runs, one hit, no errors, one big one left on third. Saints three outs away from a state tournament berth. Richmond's got a crack at it. You'll hear it in 1 minute on KASM.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730. Leo's Auto Body and Glass. Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie, American staples, and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, as we head into the fall, it's a good time to fill up your diesel tanks and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest. All it takes is a call to the agronomy department, and the experts can come out to your farm and do crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Good luck to all the teams playing in the Region 15C tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Chasm Radio, we head back for more baseball action.
Thank you, Angela. Cole Schmitz starts the Royal ninth. He laces one to the left field corner. He's digging for two. He's in at two with the game-tying run. His third hit of the day, sixth on the weekend, Randy, and a big double gets Speckville going here in the ninth.
Absolutely. Cole drilled the first pitch he saw from Ethan Boat. You know, Will Van Beck retrieved that in the corner, in that left field corner, and he almost got tied up in the pitcher's mound down in that corner, yet his throw back into the infield kind of dribbled back in.
Get a pinch runner out for Cole Schmitz as Carter Drontel in to run at second base. The batter will be Sam Holthaus. Sam 1-for-1, couple walks on the day. Six hits on the weekend for Cole Schmitz as the first offering to Holthaus, that pitch off the plate for a ball. One ball the count. You got the runner at second, Randy. Do you bunt him to third, or you let Sammy kind of play ball here?
I think you got to let him hit. Good contact hitter.
1-0 the count. In at first is Dingman, so Holthaus does have some room to rip one through that right side as the 1-0 pitch. Big hack at that one from Holthaus. Fouls it away, evening it up at 1-1. Schmidt's coming to the plate, Randy, with Vogt on the mound. It was just, I had that feeling like I really want this commercial to end. Nothing against our advertisers, but I think it's going to happen on 0-0. And sure enough, there it came. 1-1 the count. Tying run at second for Richmond here in the ninth. The 1-1 pitch. Holthaus takes outside for a ball. Now 2-1. 2-1 the count. Now Ashton Dingman will back up. Playing even with the bag, thinking bunt. Holthaus is not bunting. So go cover some ground. Nice catch by the Saints dugout. 2-1 the count. Vogt set. Dronel leads from second. The pitch to Holthaus. Swing and a miss. Sammy fooled right there. In a hole, or excuse me, evens it up at 2-2. State tournament berth on the line.
Yeah.
Nothing comes easy in Region 15C.
Big time baseball right here, ninth inning.
2-2 the count. Vogt set. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss as Holthaus out on strikes for out number one. For Ethan, strikeout number 5. Big one right there, Randy.
Oh, big strikeout for Ethan Vogt. Actually, Ethan has been able to get Sam Holthaus twice on strikes. And Sam, you know, I got the impression maybe just over-swinging a little bit, trying to make too much contact. And, yeah, he went down on strikes.
First offering to Kyle Buddy. Curveball curls in there for a strike from Ethan Vogt. The Ridgewater alum, the Golden Gopher, Northwoods League pitcher, Ethan Vogt. Pitch to Buddy. That's hit in the air to center field. Kiefler's got plenty of room as he comes on. Kev makes the catch. And the Royals down to their final out. Two as the soft contact pop-up from Buddy right there. That hangs an 0-for-3 on Kyle. And it'll be Dusty Adams with the hopes and prayers of Richmond falling on his back. As Adams steps into the batter's box, he has singled twice in his last two at-bats, both of which against Ethan Vogt. Dronel still at second base. First pitch to Dusty. Swing and a miss right there. Dronel's going to try to take third. The throw, oh. He is toast at third, oh. And Al Rosa is going to the state tournament. A stop by Fisher. He throws a bullet. Dronel runs into an out to end the game, and Al Rosa's dancing because they're going to the big dance for the first time since 2018.
Wow, what a way to end the ball game as that pitch in the dirt, and Dronel thought maybe he had a little bit of a window there to take third and just did not work out for him. So Kirby, like you said, Al Rosa going to the state tournament. Richmond's going to have to win their way into the state tournament next weekend.
Yes, they are. It'll be on the Royals now as the pressure mounts for Richmond. For the Royals in the ninth, no runs, one hit. There were no Al Rosa errors and nobody left on base. 4-3, our final score. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, come back and wrap it up.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen printed products of the Rambo company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products without unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-bodied flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. We're proud to once again support the broadcast of the Region 15C Amateur Baseball Tournament. The fields in Meyer Grove and El Rosa are looking great, and amateur baseball continues to be a great sport to follow. West Central Sanitation is your local, family-owned refuse and recycling company, celebrating our 43rd year in business, and we serve much of central Minnesota. Hit a home run today and call West Central Sanitation at 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation, good neighbors you've come to trust.
Chasm Radio, we head back to the ballpark, your post-game show.
All right, final score here as El Rosa punches the second available ticket to the 2022 State Amateur Baseball Tournament with a 4-3 victory over Richmond. Randy, the Saints, they just play winning baseball. They've been doing it all summer, and they've done it twice this weekend.
Absolutely. El Rosa, these young kids, they find a way to win, Kirby. They found a way to win a lot during the regular season. They were 12-1,
yeah,
and they're doing it in the regions. You know, it's no smoke anymore. This is the real thing, and we're finding out they are the real deal.
They are. It's not just a lucky little summer anymore as they're going to the state tournament, these young guys. And just a big inning, they scored in the first, another one in the fourth and seventh. Richmond, some chances. They got two in the fourth, one in the fifth. Cole Schmidt's a great day for the Royals, and they'll have to gut this one and have to make it through the WrestleBacks next week.
Absolutely, absolutely. I got El Rosa today, Kirby, for four runs on 10 hits. They committed two errors, left 10 on base, and the Richmond Royals, three runs on 10 hits. They committed three errors and left 11 on base. The winning pitcher, Ethan Vogt, who comes on in the fifth inning, gets the win in relief of Wyatt Stephenson. The loss will go to starter Adam Neibauer as he takes the loss for the Royals. So, El Rosa with the win. They'll take on St. Martin next Friday night up in El Rosa. They'll get a home game in regions next Friday night.
Potentially a region championship for one of those teams. Whoever wins that one will be the Region 15C champion. What a game.
Yeah, what a game. Richmond will fight for their life next Saturday. We'll have that ball game here in
Miami. Who do they get, if you don't mind me asking? Lake Henry New Munich winner?
Yeah, they get Lake Henry New Munich winner. That is loser of game number six, and that is game number six. Yeah, they get Lake Henry or New Munich next Saturday. We're going to take a timeout here.
No, we're cool.
We're cool. Yep. Got to do a game, player of the game yet.
Player of the game, yep.
So we'll do that. Let's take a
– No, I got it.
You got it? All right.
We got the spots played. Our player of the game, I'm going to go Derek Wiener, Randy.
I agree. I agree.
One-run game. He gets two separate RBI singles on the day. As Wiener clutches up, he's got the game-winning RBI as well, and he gets a shiny new hat.
Absolutely. He gets the coveted Chasm cap, compliments of Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joe. So, Derek Wiener, coveted Chasm cap, coming your way as our player of the game. All right, game number two of the day coming up, Spring Hill taking on Watkins. We'll get to that ball game in about a half an hour or so. Here from Meyer Grove, Kirby, we will be back. Want to mention our sponsors here on KASM, those fine folks. Over at Grove Mutual Insurance, Dairyland Supply, Brandon Stang, Custom Farming, Corky's Bar, Richmond and Albany A&W, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Sportsman's Dan of Lake Henry, Central Minnesota Realty, IPM of Waite Park, White Clover Farm, Shady Silver Spur, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Kensington Bank, Albany Ready Mix, Shady's Long Shots, Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Columbia Gear, St. Martin, National Bank. El Rosa Lumber Company, West Central Sanitation, Stony Creek Dairy, Rambo Incorporated, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Pep's Pork of World Spring Hill, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Lake Henry Implement, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, John Dold, Century 21 First Realty, the Greenwall Pub, the Freeport State Bank, Firebilt, BNS Excavating, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Albany Family Dentistry, Albany Chrysler Center, Lou's Auto Body and Glass in Farming, and Kramer Lumber of Melrose. We will be back here in about a half an hour in Meyer Grove. Angela has birthday club, funeral announcements, and so much more. It's all coming up on KASM. Angela, our final score in game number one, it was El Rosa 4, Richmond 3. It's all yours.